The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I don't know. What do you think?
You're the boss.
Long or short? What are...
Short.
Short one? We don't gather on this feast day all that often as a whole community. You know, rarely is the Feast of Peter and Paul on a Sunday. But it is such an important feast for the church that this day takes precedence over any old Sunday in ordinary time. And we can understand that because Peter and Paul, they're two pillars. Pillars from the start. Pillars of the community of believers. Two aspects that come down to us that each one represents. Petrine ministry. The organizing, governance aspect, teaching of the church, Pope Leo. The Pauline ministry, charismatic, the missionary preaching aspect of the church. We need both. Without either one, the community would fall apart. We need organization. You also need to push the organization so that it's not stagnant. So here's the short homily, putting Peter and Paul together. Keep the faith, but don't keep it to yourself.